From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, they may turn off voters, but politicians continue to think they work. The ins and outs of negative political ads.
But first, trends in global terrorism. That's the title of a national intelligence estimate, which the White House has declassified. Well, partly declassified. Four of the report's 30 pages were released by the White House. They talk about how the war in Iraq is inspiring terrorists.
John McLaughlin was the deputy director of Central Intelligence in the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations and was acting director of Central Intelligence during the summer of 2004. Mr. McLaughlin, you've contributed to these kinds of reports?
Oh, yes, many times over the years. And at one point, I was actually the acting chairman of the National Intelligence Council, which is the organization that puts these kinds of reports together.
Your reading of this report, which we know about based on a New York Times story that was headlined, Spy Agencies Say Iraq War Worsens Terrorism Threat. Did that article get it right?
I don't think so. Everyone is cherry-picking this estimate now, and everyone is looking for the sentence that supports their point of view. And in fact, you can take a sentence out here or take a sentence out there to support either the view that Iraq has worsened the situation or the view that Iraq has been a neutral factor or the view that if the terrorists are defeated in Iraq, it will deal a strategic blow to the movement. So it's important to realize that this kind of assessment is not written for the purpose that it's currently being used. That is, it wasn't written to be put out in the public arena in the middle of an election campaign for dueling politicians to characterize in ways that I'm sure the authors never intended.
What has been released of the document doesn't pronounce final judgment on Iraq. It never uses a word like mistake. It doesn't say a phrase like worth it despite the difficulties. Is that the sort of thing that a national intelligence estimate scrupulously wants to avoid? Or if the conclusion was there for the making, would it make such a conclusion?
Well, any intelligence document, and particularly a national estimate, stays away from policy per se. In other words, there's a bright line between what intelligence says and what policy does. Intelligence is to inform policy and help policymakers think about the problem, but it's not to prescribe policy. It may make judgments about the effectiveness of policy. That is, it may say that the course we're pursuing is getting this kind of reaction, which is either negative or positive and so forth, but the attempt is always made to avoid making explicit judgments about policy in order to keep intelligence out of politics, frankly.
You have made clear here that you do not think it's proper that this report is out there. But is there something to be said? I, as a citizen, felt edified knowing what the top minds in our government were thinking. Is there something to be said for perhaps declassifying a summary of findings on something like this?
Very rarely, I would say. Now, obviously, I wouldn't be talking on NPR if I didn't think that there was merit in public discussion of intelligence issues. And I favor, and while I was in position, certainly did give public speeches in which I sought to lay out some of our conclusions. What I would oppose, though, is taking, as edifying as this might be for people to learn, I would oppose taking classified national intelligence estimates and routinely declassifying them. What that does, it has a kind of chilling effect on analysts who write these things, because you see what happens. It becomes the object of a political fight, and that's not a healthy thing.
John E. McLaughlin, former acting director of Central Intelligence, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.